Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. The Warm Springs Children's Protective Services, CPS, and Tribal Management are planning to meet this week with representatives of Every Child, a nonprofit group supporting vulnerable children and families. The Central Oregon affiliation of Every Child has met with Cecilia Collins, director of CPS, who pointed out some of the most pressing needs, such as a playground, the outdoor areas, and improvements to the building. Another tour is planned for this week with Tribal Management, with the hope that Every Child could weigh the idea and present the information for their funding. Mrs. Collins also updated Council on challenges facing CPS in response to the Family First Act, which includes provisions that have serious consequences for the tribal group home. One such instance is requiring the child's temporary shelter provider to locate the child to a private home within 2 weeks, and anything beyond that would no longer qualify for federal reimbursement. With the passing of the Student Success Act in Oregon, the Warm Springs K-8 Academy is looking to add more staff positions in the next school year that will help fill needs for the school. The purpose of the funding is, in part, to increase academic achievements and reduce academic disparities for students of color and other student groups who have historically experienced academic disparities. An aspect of the new programs will be addressing gaps that a student may have in math or literacy from a previous grade. The new funding is going to help add positions such as a school counselor, middle school math teacher, mental health specialist, intervention specialist, and others for the upcoming 2020-21 school year. The nation's longest-running Indian boarding school turns 140 this week. As KLCC's Brian Bull reports, the Chemawa Indian School in Salem held a birthday powwow event this weekend.
Originally started as a government-authorized initiative to assimilate Native people, the school has weathered financial challenges, relocated campuses, and upheavals in both enrollment and staff. In 2017, Oregon Public Broadcasting concluded a 3-year investigation that found academic, health, and safety gaps, leading to reforms and more congressional oversight. Today, Chemawa's emphasis is on celebrating and preserving culture and giving students the best preparation for success on and beyond its campus. Several hundred people fill the Chemawa Indian School gym for a day of dancing, singing, and drumming. I'm Brian Bull, reporting in Salem.
Oregon Democrats are rebutting their Republican legislative colleagues who have walked away from the Capitol. Republicans in both the Oregon House and Senate are boycotting Salem over climate change legislation. Republicans want Democrats to refer the cap-and-trade bill to voters. Yesterday, Democrats fired back. During a rally, Senator Shamia Fagan of Portland said the people have already voted, and that's why Democrats hold a supermajority in both chambers.
Let the people vote, we are told. Okay. But I'm having a memory of an election. And Oregonians voted and chose our lawmakers.
That's right. Yeah.
So if you already voted for candidates who promise to make climate change a top priority, make a little noise.
Both chambers require at least 2/3 of their members be present to conduct business. A lecturer at Harvard Law School says an investigation by 39 states leaves Juul Labs with little choice but to change its marketing practices. James Tierney said Tuesday that when you see these kinds of numbers, it means they're in a world of hurt. Attorneys general from Connecticut, Florida, Nevada, Oregon, and Texas say they will lead the multi-state investigation into San Francisco-based Juul. The company also is facing lawsuits from teenagers and others who say they became addicted to the company's vaping products. Juul says it has halted television, print, and digital advertising and eliminated most flavors. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.